I do ask you this. Donald Trump fell asleep in court. That's what's being reported, or is it fake news? That's the only Trump impression you'll get out of me. Where have you fallen asleep? We have so many callers on this, so forgive me, callers, if I am somewhat brief with you. I want to get as many people in as possible because it is a remarkable smorgasbord of places where people have accidentally nodded off. Daryl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have fallen asleep in the reception of a company where I was going for a position for a job interview.
Hire that guy. He's a go-getter. Oh, wait, he's asleep. Did you get the job?
As it turned out, they did offer me the position, and the lady doing the interview made a comment about me being asleep. And I said to her, my first appointment today was 6:30, yeah, whilst you were still in bed. Would you like to go on with the interview or not?
Good man.
Captain
Snooze hired you because you obviously knew what you were talking about. Thank you, Daryl. G'day, Rose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So, job interview, what have you got? Where have you accidentally fallen asleep?
Final stage labour, giving birth to an 8-pound-10 baby. Completely asleep. The nurse was doing her studies for her exam and she just let me sleep.
Bub worked his or her way out. You didn't need to push. Like, Bub just say,
I did. I woke up, then I pushed out an 8-pound tenner.
That's outstanding.
I was exhausted.
You would have been. How long was the labour?
It wasn't that long, really, because I was induced. About 5 hours. Yeah, but it's pretty intense when you're induced.
That's going to take some beating. How's the 8-pound-10 bundle of joy these days?
He's 44 and 6'2".
Of course,
so that's
he is.
Okay.
Of course he is. Good on you, Rose. Thank you. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. Job interview, giving birth. What have you got? Where have you fallen asleep?
Oh, mate. About 20-year-old, walking home and had a big night. I woke up in the morning, sound asleep on a cricket pitch in Newport in Victoria, okay, with there's two teams all standing around me, and I had maybe 40 metres to my back fence, which I used to always jump over and go home. I've got all these kids standing around me going, excuse me, sir, can you please wake up? We want to play cricket.
That's
fair dinkum.
Tony,
just one more thing.
Yeah,
I'm on the banks of the Murray River. There's not a breath of wind. I'm trying to catch a fish. It's absolutely the best place in Australia.
We can hear the glass in the background. You lucky man. Thank you.